Now, transport systems have been powered by grass for thousands of years.
Grass?
Horses, oxen, they've all been powered by grass. But it looks like it may well be the fuel of the future as well. Farmers in Nebraska and the Dakotas have been taking part in a study on switchgrass, which is a perennial Native American plant which often grows as a weed on the prairies in the Midwest. They've been studying how much energy it takes to grow the grass, including the fuel to power the tractors, the energy required to make the fertilizer to speed its growth, and the energy it requires to produce the seeds. And once they've established that, once the grass is established, they found it produced about 5 to 11 tonnes of grass per hectare, depending on the weather, which when they convert that into ethanol, which you can use as a biofuel, it should release at least 5.5 times the energy that was put in, which compares really, really well with other methods of making biofuels, like based on fermenting foodstuffs like maize, which only produce maybe 1.25 times the energy you put in. Although the major unknown in this calculation is no one's actually converted cellulose, which is what most of the energy in grass is, into ethanol on a large scale yet. Conventional methods involve using large amounts of expensive enzymes to break down this cellulose, and then sugars can be into sugars, which can be broken down by yeasts, like in normal fermentation, to make beer. In a related story, a company called Cost Cutter in America has developed a new strategy to do this, which they reckon they can make ethanol at about $1 a gallon, which looks really good in this country because it's about 12p a litre. This relies on heating up the vegetable material without oxygen, which forms carbon monoxide and hydrogen, which is a gas called syngas. They then bubble this through a tank of bacteria, which convert the syngas into ethanol. So with any luck, there'll be a form of biofuel which actually going to be good for the environment and not just reduce our dependence on Middle East oil.
Doesn't it still come down to the fact that you have to have enough land to grow enough of this grass in order to do this viably? Because here in the UK, we use far more energy than we could possibly grow if we want to eat as well.
Yeah, I mean, in this country, we probably wouldn't have we would still have a big problem. But in the US, there's a lot more land. And if you can convert cellulose into fuel, that means all the waste products from vegetation, sort of all the stalks from or corn or maize and all the waste bits of vegetables can get turned into fuel.
Thank you, Dave. This is The Naked Scientist, and in a second we'll be finding out about the blackest substance ever made. It's actually won someone a place in the Guinness Book of Records, but there are scientific reasons why it's important too. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris and Dave, and if you'd like to join us, we're going to be discussing also later the science of colds, viruses and vaccines. Don't forget our blog, nakedscientist.com/blog, where you can see a background of what's coming up on the programme, plus you can leave your comments or email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.